The road for a U.S.-China trade deal is not one without potential pitfalls, and that such a truce may prove to be temporary, particularly when considering how the U.S. will try to enforce the implementation of such a deal, analysts at Citigroup wrote in a note to clients. Mr. Trump's own advisors are publicly trying to temper expectations and express cautious optimism, given the longstanding differences between the two countries and the strong possibility that the trade war could resume next year. This is the first time that we have a commitment from them that this will be a real agreement, Mr. Mnuchin said Monday on CNBC. I'm very hopeful we can turn this into a real agreement. Mr. Mnuchin noted that China committed to purchase more than $1.2 trillion in unspecified American products, but emphasized that the promises of structural changes to its industrial policies were more important. Those will be the most difficult changes to secure. Other members of Mr. Trump's economic team were even more reluctant to declare victory. Mr. Navarro, who has often accused Mr. Mnuchin of being too soft on China, said Mr. Xi spent 30 minutes on Saturday night outlining China's promise and offering responses to more than 140 of Mr. Trump's trade proposals. None of that matters, he said, until Mr. Xi follows through. Talk is cheap, Mr. Navarro said. What we are looking for is not more talk, but by the end of the 90 days that we see verifiable and real structural changes that yield actual, verifiable, and immediate results. We have given nothing away here, he added. All we have done is given the Chinese time to do the right thing.